Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago, welcoming you to reflection on this second Sunday of Easter. Our readings today, the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verses 32 to 35, Psalm 133, 1 John chapter 1, verse 1 to chapter 2, verse 2, and the Gospel of John chapter 20, verses 19 to 31. Let us pray. The Lord is here and we will praise him. The Lord is here and we will worship him. The Lord is here and we will trust him. The Lord is here and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. His name is Almighty, and he is the Lord. His name is Creator, and he makes all things new. His name is Sustainer, and he holds us in the palm of his hand. His name is Savior, and he died in our place. His name is Forgiveness, and he can be trusted to heal and to bless. His name is Holy, and he is the one that we have come to worship. His name means he is worthy to receive all we have and all we are, forever and forever. Amen. Lord, the disciples hid behind locked doors because they were afraid. They had seen you die and couldn't believe that you are alive. They heard the story of the empty tomb, but they hadn't experienced its life-changing power. So come to us as we gather, hidden away from the world, perhaps feeling trapped in our doubts and fears, and set us free. Give us new life as we experience your living presence in our midst, that our worship might declare that you are our Lord and our God. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. We pray the collect for the second Sunday of Easter, followed by our parish prayer. Almighty and everlasting God, who in the Paschal mystery established the new covenant of reconciliation, grant that all who have been reborn in the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, An Atoning Sacrifice. An Atoning Sacrifice. It was disobedience that led to sin, and sin separated humankind from God. Sin broke that perfect relationship between the Creator and the created. God moved to be reconciled with humankind. Because of the faith and righteousness of Abraham, God chose his descendants to be God's people. God entered into a covenant with them, an agreement based on God's love for them. I will be your God, and you will be my people. God directed the people through Moses to commemorate a day of atonement. Atonement, a person taking action to correct previous wrongdoings on their part, either through direct action to undo the consequences of the act, or equivalent action to do good for the other. The Day of Atonement is the holiest day of the year for the children of Israel. It was to be commemorated on the 10th day of the 7th month in the Jewish calendar. God said it was to be a day of fasting and prayer. The people must not work in order to cleanse and atone for their sins. The chief priests would lead in the atonement of all the people. He would act as a mediator between God and the children of Israel. This was the only day that the chief priests would enter the Holy of Holies to burn incense representing the prayers of the people and sprinkle the blood of animals that were sacrificed. The animals sacrificed were one young bull, a ram, and 7 lambs who were 1 year old, and a goat. Another goat had hands laid on it or confessed over its head by the chief priests. The sins of the people were attributed to the goat, and this goat, the scapegoat, was either released into the wilderness to die or was killed. For the children of Israel, it was a day of great joy. They had an opportunity to be at one with God once more. It was a day of great joy for God, who gave it to Israel with love. Israel would repent, confess their sins, and be at one with God once more. For us as Christians, atonement refers to the forgiving and pardoning of our sins. Forgiveness that has been earned by, as John says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 2, It's earned by the atoning sacrifice of Christ, not for our sins only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Only the Son of God, the Lamb of God, could make that sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. The hymn writer tells us that he died that we might be forgiven. He died to make us good. The Old Testament people had the assurance from God, "If my people, who are called by my name, humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. John reminds us that if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. God sending Jesus into the world was an act of God's love. As he hung on the cross, Jesus' first words were of forgiveness. However, he acknowledged that those who put him to death did not realize that they were doing God's will. They were facilitating the atoning sacrifice of Christ, giving humanity the opportunity to be at one with God every time they were penitent. Jesus gave his life freely as a sacrifice to enable us to be at one with God whenever we desire to be. While we are able to receive forgiveness whenever we are penitent, that does not give us a license to sin. Christ gave us an example of godly living. He invites us to obey the two great commandments: love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. He also commanded us to love one another as I have loved you. In order to help us to keep our relationship with God, we've been given the gift of God's Holy Spirit. God does not desire us to sin. God does not desire us to sever our relationship with God. Therefore, God has given us a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. When we are weak in body, mind, or spirit, we can rely on the power of the Holy Spirit. When we become self-centered and selfish, we have available to us the transforming love of the Holy Spirit. When we feel uncertain, tired, hesitant, not being able to carry on, not being able to do what is right, we have available to us the self-discipline of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we need to allow the Spirit of God to direct our lives, to enable us to resist the temptations of the world, the flesh, and the devil, temptations which incite us to sin. A relationship with the Holy Spirit will give us love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, generosity, and self-control, virtues that also will enable us to resist and overcome temptations. As we ask for and receive forgiveness from God, we are invited by Jesus in the Lord's Prayer to forgive those who have sinned against us. We are therefore invited to be agents of God's forgiving grace, instruments of God's peace and love. We forgive as we have been forgiven. We therefore become agents of Christ's atoning sacrifice for sin. We become actively involved in Christ's ministry of reconciliation. The power of the cross is therefore manifested in our lives. We become agents of love and forgiveness in the world. We will therefore be in fellowship with God and with each other. We will recapture some of the togetherness exhibited by the church in the Acts of the Apostles. Luke writes, "The whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul. There was not a needy person among them." Acts chapter 4, verses 32 and 34. The church in the Acts of the Apostles was a caring church. They responded to the needs of the members as they responded to the apostles' teachings. It is possible for us as church today to reflect the fellowship of the early church. We can if we truly understand the atoning sacrifice of Christ. Jesus' life, death, and resurrection means that our separation from God can be removed and we can be at one with God. His death ensured our forgiveness. His resurrection ensured our salvation. What does Jesus desire of us as his disciples today? He desires that as we are forgiven under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we will forgive others and mend our broken relationship. For God desires wholeness for God's people and for his church. Amen. Let us pray. Forgive us our sins, O Lord. Forgive us the sins of our youth and the sins of our age, the sins of our soul and the sins of our body, our secret and our whispering sins, presumptuous and crying sins, the sins that we have done to please ourselves, the sins we have done to please others. Forgive us the sins which we know and those sins which we know not. Forgive them, O Lord. Forgive them all by your great goodness. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Forgive us, O Lord, for everything that has spoiled our home life, for the moodiness and irritability which make us difficult to live with, for the insensitivity which make us careless of the feelings of others, for selfishness which made life harder for others. Forgive us, O Lord, for everything that has spoiled our witness for you, that so often people will never know that we have been with Jesus and pledged ourselves to him, that we have so often denied with our lives that which we said with our lips, for the difference between our creed and our conduct, our profession and our practice, for an example which made it easier for men to criticize your church or for another to sin. When we think of ourselves and of all the meanness and ugliness and weakness of our lives, we thank you for Jesus our Savior. Grant us a true penitence for our sins. Grant that at the foot of the cross we may find our burdens rolled away, and so strengthened by your Spirit that in the days to come we may live more nearly as we ought, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Lord, we thank you for all the love that has been given to us, for the love of family and friends, and above all, for your love poured out upon us every moment of our lives in steadfast glory. Forgive our unworthiness. Forgive the many times we have disappointed those who love us, have failed them, wearied them, saddened them. Failing them, we have failed you, and hurting them, we have wounded our Savior, who for love's sake died for us. Lord, have mercy on us and forgive. We do not fail those who love you. You do not change nor vary. Teach us your own constancy in love, your humility, selflessness, and generosity. Look in pity on our small and tarnished loving. Protect, foster, and strengthen it, that it may be less unworthy to be offered to you and to your children. O light of the world, teach us how to love. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, we pray that God will continue to make us instruments of God's peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the love of the Father enfold us, the wisdom of the Son enlighten us, the fire of the Spirit inflame us, and may the blessing of the Triune God rest upon us and abide with us, now and evermore. Amen. And we pray that you will have a very safe and spirit-filled week. And we ask that you continue to follow the regulations and be safe.